This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. Heartfelt gratitude to Professor Nokuthula Spiya for the contribution to the EWFC. Kanti imbube iphefumule ngesikhathi sokukhetha emhlangeni. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. On Thursday, 4 September, it was an ordinary day in the office of Mbali Mkize, Senior Director of Marketing and Communications at Mangosuthu University of Technology, until her phone rang with an unexpected international call flashing a U.S. dial code, Tallahassee, Florida. The call was from Dr. Ipenesu, a globally respected environmental scientist and executive dean of the School of Environmental at Florida A&M University, who had just come back from attending the prestigious Energy, Water, Food, Climate Nexus Summit held in Budapest, Hungary's capital city. Dr. Ipenesu founded the Energy, Water, Food, Climate Nexus Summit more than a decade ago. Yet instead of settling back into his schedule, his first order of business was a heartfelt call not to discuss logistics or partnerships, but to recognize excellence. He says MET made a lasting impression at the summit. Professor Spiya's contribution, her scientific perspective, her community-rooted solutions resonated deeply with international delegates. According to Dr. Ipenesu, Professor Nokuthula Spiya, MET's vice-chancellor and principal, stood out not just for the rigor of her speech, but for how she embodied the principles of transformative science, relevance, impact, and sustainability. Professor Spiya's focus on community-based approaches to energy, water, food, and climate issues positioned MET as a serious voice in the global conversation around sustainability and development. She did not speak to the challenges, she spoke from them, from lived experience, from community connection, and from academic credibility. It was indeed powerful. In other news, isilo misuzulu sinqobile kaZwelithini city. Sesishiywe isikhathi sokuba sisangakhetha itshitshi emkhosini womhlanga. Indlula yemithi yamakhosi ithe inzulu izinkulungwane zezintombi ezihambele umkhosi womhlanga sezifana nezingane zayo. Ikusho lokhu ngesikhathi ikhuluma emkhosini womhlanga obusesigodlweni emachobeni engwavuma ngomgqibelo. Nakuba kunjalo, imbuba ikhombise ukuba nesikhwele ngezimbali zesizwe njengoba ithe angeke ivume ukuba zidlale abafana. Umkhosi obungempelasonto wandulela umkhosi womhlanga omkhulu oza kuba isigodlweni esisha emashobeni yophongolo ngomgqibelo. Isilo sinxuse izintombi ukuba ziphume ngobuningi ngomgqibelo. Imbube ithe amagama ezintombi ezizokuba ingxenye yomkhosi wakulo nyaka ayobhalwa emlandweni njengoba kuzobe kungokuqala ukuba ubanjelwe esigodlweni esisha. Kule minyaka engu-40 edlule umkhosi ubanjelwa esigodlweni inyokeni. And finally, South African music star Kelly Khumalo has released her latest single, Nyamezela, the lead track from her upcoming 11th studio album, Rebirth, set for release in the first week of October. The album features 9 tracks, with Nyamezela capturing the core themes of resilience, hope, and perseverance. The word Nyamezela translates to hold on, and the song delivers a powerful message to listeners facing challenges through uplifting dance rhythms and encouraging lyrics. Khumalo reminds her audience that enduring hardships will lead to brighter days. A recap on your top stories this hour. A heartfelt gratitude to Professor Nokuthula Spiya for their contribution to the EWFC. Kanti imbube iphefumule ngesikhathi sokukhetha emhlangeni. I will be back with another full news bulletin at 10 o'clock for MUT Radio News.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.